begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Nun Ches. Begin the Amidah. Begin the taste of Masech Ches. Begins the words of the Gemara. Ivar Meshmul, Meshmul said, Yoitze, but Bechaisa Mechulu, the slave could go out with the emblem on his neck, which the Gemara is coming to explain that we could have resolved it in a very simple way. And that is because the Gemara is asking a contradiction. Shmuel explains, not like a Bavo from the previous stop, says the kavel in the Mishnah that a woman's forbidden to go out with is referring to the emblem that's made for a slave, as a sign that he's a slave. That the Gemara asks, but Shmuel himself says that a slave is permitted to go out with the emblem that they hang on the neck and not the emblem that's on the garment. But here we see in the Mishnah that he says that the slave cannot go out with the emblem hanging on the neck. Why does he say that it's permitted to go out? So what's bothering Tesis is, wait a second, how do we know that when he says in the Mishnah that it's forbidden to go out, that it's a contradiction because we see that he says permitted? What do you mean? Maybe the Mishnah that says forbidden is talking about the one on the garment that Shmuel agrees in the second halacha that we're quoting that's forbidden to go out with. And that's his Tesis, no, v'loy by lokum masnitin. The Gemara did not want to qualify the halacha of the Mishnah, b'chaisim shebeksusai, with the emblem in his garment, where Shmuel agrees that you cannot go out with, because the nichel lo'ukmim with the avet ilan nafshi. As we're going to conclude, the Gemara wants to explain the halacha of our Mishnah that when the avet made the emblem for himself, and hence the ayir masnitin b'chalach esamas, and therefore it's talking about all types of emblems and not specifically the emblem that's in his garment, because the Mishnah does not differentiate between what type of an emblem on his body or on his garment. And therefore, that's why the Gemara did not want to answer and explain that the halacha of the Mishnah is specifically by Chesim Shebeksusim, and therefore if it is even the Chesim Shebetzavarim, that was the difficulty, that is, how do we resolve the contradiction? Our Mishnah says it cannot go out, and Shmuel says that you could go out with the Chesim Shebetzavarim. Next, the Masal Tiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Hada Ovid Ihu L'Nafshei. This that he went and he made for himself. Taisim comes to explain then another part of this halacha is difficult. Then why is it permitted in the chatzar? That is, the Gemara brought, like we mentioned, this contradiction of Shmuel, and on that the Gemara answers, oh, the halacha of Mishnah says he cannot go out with this chaisim shebet savara. He's talking about when he made himself. So if he made himself, the master didn't make of him, so he's not so afraid. He might come to take it off and carry it, and therefore that's forbidden. He might come to carry dalamas and shus around. But when his master made it for him, oh, so then he has the fear of his master, he's not going to take it off. That's what Shmuel said, that it's permitted to go out with the Dirush Yisrael. Now, Abadah's taste is, but Kasha L'Rashba. But the Rashba finds it difficult. So wait a second. So you're telling me in the halacha of the Mishnah, that when he cannot go out the Kovel, it is because it's that way he made himself. But as the Mishnah explicitly says, it's specifically the Dirush Yisrael. But as it's inferred from the halacha of the Mishnah, and as it says later on in the Mishnah, but to the courtier, it's permitted for him to wear it. And that as the Rashba about my shari must need, but why is the Mishnah permit? But the avad yila nafshei in this case, when he makes it for himself, that he's allowed to wear it, or she's allowed to wear it b'chatzar in the courtyard. But kivna like a kipay to the rabbi, since there's no bothering of the master. If it's bothering the master, so we can explain that we don't want to create fights. But if it's no bothering the master, so we should be concerned that maybe that he's going to come to take it off even in the courtyard. And like all the other things in the Mishnah, that if you're going to take it over the courtyard, you might come to take it over in the Rishus Rabbim. So then why do we let them wear it in the Chatzar if there's no reason because of bothering the master? It doesn't bother the master because the master didn't make it. The slave made himself. So it's nice to know, something you could say is the Ikkiksas Kepeid. No, it does bother the master a little bit if the slave is not going to wear the emblem, even if the slave made himself. Now, but still we're not so concerned regarding that. In other words, so in Rishus HaRabim, he might come to take it off. But we're not going to say Chatzar is forbidden because of Rishus HaRabim. Because ultimately, it does bother him a little bit. So he still might not take it off in the Chatzar. But we're not going to make Chatzar utter Rishus HaRabim. But you're right, like the Gemara is pointing out, it's not as much bothering him like when the master himself makes it. So when the master makes it, yes, we say he's allowed to even wear Rishus HaRabim because he's not going to take it off at all. And when the slave makes it himself, so we say Rishus Rami can't because he might take it off. But in the Chatzar, he's still not going to take it off. Even though he might, like Rishus Rami. But since he's not, and it's not really, it's only up to Rishus Rami, so therefore we permit him to wear it in the Chatzar. Here he explains the Master begins the words of the Gemara, B'mayu Kemptel HaDishmol. How do you explain this teaching of Shmol? But the Avalei Rabbi is saying it's when his master made it for him, which Tzitz can explain that why if it's asking the question only, oh, because he's saying the master made it for him, sounds like, but if he himself made it, that then this teaching of Shmuel wouldn't be difficult. That is what he said, that we had this contradiction of the teaching of Shmuel. And we said that the teaching of Shmuel was talking about where his master made it from. So therefore he could go out with it to Rosh Hashanah because we're not concerned he's going to come to take it down. Whereas the halacha of the Mishnah was when he made himself. So the Gemara asks, and if it's Tomer, where his master made it for him, so why in the emblem in his garment is forbidden to go out? I, even over there, would not contend he's going to take it off because he's afraid of his master. So Tosafos explains, yeah, that question, as the Gemara, as the Tosafos is going on, is only because we're saying now that teaching of Shmuel is when the master made it for him. But if, let's say, we would qualify this teaching of Shmuel, that which is the emblem on the neck, is permitted, but the one on the garment is forbidden. That we would be talking about when Iul Nafshe, he made it himself. Oh, actually, Asa Shaper. That would be congruent. Then it would make sense that teaching of Shmuel. Why? Because you explain as follows. The Bitzavaroi, when it's on his neck, like a Mechash Dilma Pasuk Lebedayim, we don't have to be concerned that he's going to go ahead and break it with his hands, Kadesh Levin Haroin Shoevet, so that the ones who see him should not really discern that he's a slave, because, as Mepharshim explained in Taisus, that even the emblem that he made himself, he's still a little bit afraid of his master, and he's really afraid to take it off. So he's not going to break it and take it off. So therefore, yeah, he could go out with it to Rosh Hashanah. Abuksusik lemeches, but regarding his garment, no, we would be concerned, because dilma mekabel talisa lechasachaisim, because even though he's not going to break it, but he might fold up his garment to cover up the emblem. And that he's not so afraid of his master, because he's not removing the emblem. All he's doing is he's folding up, and his master says, where's the seal? He's just a little uncovered. But it's just like as if he's hot. He just doesn't want people to see the emblem that he has in his garment. And why is that a concern? Because v'layadu diyesh b'zechiv chatas, and the slave won't know that there's a liability of chatas that's forbidden to wear wear a garment that way, because that's like caring. Therefore, that teaching of Shmuel would not be difficult if it was talking about when he makes it himself. But what bothers the Gemara is if you tell me it's talking about where his master made of him. So mishumei masid the rabbi yar lekapel. No, because of the fear of his master, he would be afraid to even fold up the talis, and he wouldn't fold it up. And therefore, we're not concerned that he's going to fold it up. And therefore, again, so why can't he go out with it? There was just rab. That's what the Gemara had to answer, that no, there is still a concern, because there's a concern that it might fall off. Then he's going to fold it up as a cover up, so at least it's not recognizable that it's not there. That's where the Gemara is at right now in the question. Now, what bothers Tosafos now is that, wait a second, it seems like only in the Maskan of the Gemara does the Gemara introduce this idea that if you fold up your talis, Michaev Chatas. Sounds like an Havamin didn't know about that, but based on what we're saying here in Tosafos, even the Havamin, we knew that there's a Chiev Chatas, and that's why we're saying it wouldn't be a difficulty on if you said that he made himself, but it doesn't. But the Gemara seems to introduce it later on. Says Taisis Nova Hashanami Yoda Shasl of Yitzchak. Now the Gemara at this point knew of this teaching of Yitzchak. There's a chiyuv chatas if you fold up the talis and instead of wearing it, you fold it up and put it on your shoulder. Ella de la Yoda Shish Lochish Dilma Mifsik. It's just the Gemara didn't know at this, and that was only introduced in the answer. Now we have to be concerned that maybe it's going to break, and then he's going to come to fold it and then carry it. It's just that Ubasa de Mashani. And once the Gemara answers that yes, there's a concern that it might break and you might put it on, Maisid Rav Yitzchak, only then does it bring the teaching of Yitzchak, which it knew all along, is just bringing it now. But Nachas Lefrushe, now the Gemara is okay to go ahead and explain that there is a libel of Chatas when you fold it up. But the Gemara always knew that. It's just that we didn't know that we have to be concerned that it's going to break. But again, we knew that, and therefore, if he made himself, then we would know that there would be a difference between the one on the neck and the garment, because the garment, that it would be forbidden because of the Chiyuv Chatas of folding it up and putting it on the shoulder. The next time the master begins the words of the Gemara, Dilma Mifsik, because, yeah, maybe it's going to break. Umirtas is going to be afraid. Makapalan is going to fold up his talis. Tosafos can explain why would he do that. And that is, the Gemara said that, yes, the reason why he cannot go out with the emblem on his garment is because that's different than the one on the neck. Because the one on the neck is made out of clay, that's it. If it breaks, he's just going to leave it on the floor. There's no point in holding it. But the garment, he has to bring back the garment, but he's not just going to wear it because he's afraid the master's going to think he took it off deliberately. So he's going to fold it up and put it on his shoulder. And that's going to be a liability of Chatas, then we cannot go out with that because of that concern. So that Taisus explains that even though right now you also cannot see the emblem, what do you gain by folding up the talus? And that's as Taisus, the nichalei tfei, because the slave would rather have sheyim b'kupel, that it should be folded up on his shoulder, and then that way you don't see it straight out, even though you don't see him wearing it, but you don't see it defiantly, rather than mishiyur rabish and this is the gum. If the master can see him wearing it regular and it's totally detached, the yizbah should be amazed the pascha liberba, and he's going to think that deliberately he took it up to rebel. Therefore, he would rather have it folded up, and that's the concern. That's why he cannot go out with the emblem on the garment because it might fall off, and he might come to fold up the talis and put it on your shoulder and be chayv vaytza as a slave in Rosh Hashanah. The animal cannot go out, etc. Which Tosfos comes to explain the reasoning of this halacha that in the Braisa we learned, which we brought in because we're talking about the slave. So we mentioned the same type of halacha as regarding the animal. So the animal cannot go out with the emblem on its neck or on its garment. Neither could go out with a bell on its neck. Tosfos explains, like Rashi does, that the reason why the animal cannot go out with the bell on its neck to Rosh Hashanah is the mechzi command to azlachin, because when you take an animal with a bell, which looks like you're decorating it, like to sell it, looks like you're taking it to the marketplace, which is problematic because it looks like you want to do a sale, which is forbidden on Shabbos, because it appears because, like Rashi explains. And Tosfos proves the point. Says the loy matin lameh, because you cannot say the reason mishum dilma mivzik vosla to you, like we have what we brought in our sogi regarding the slave, because maybe it's going to break and come to carry it, which is by the slave, we said it's an expensive item, I come to carry it. No, you cannot say that's the reason. Because the Gemara previously of Nadam and Beis explained this halacha, the Zug Aser, why is it forbidden by Amal to wear a bell? Mishum Nemechzi, command the Aslachinka, because it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace. But late comment, the Gemara does not say Dimma Mivsik Dimma Nechais, and that because it might get detached like the emblem. Because specifically by an emblem, that's where it says the reason is because it might detach, where the, you don't have the reason of the Aslachinka, because that's not for beautification. And therefore, here where it you have the more salient point of because Aslachinka, that's the reason why we say the animal cannot go out with the bell on its neck to Rosh Hashanah. Knex Tais the Master begins the words of the Gemara. Maishno Zug Shabit Savar. What's the difference with the bell on his neck? Oh, the reason is because Dilma Mifsi might get detached, but Satu is going to come to carry it. Oh, why is it different than the one on the garment? But Tais asks that we actually find that we're not concerned that things are going to detach and going to come to carry it. So Tais is bothered. He says, so you're telling me that the reason why the slave cannot go out with the bell on his neck is because we're concerned it's going to come detached and come to carry dalmas and shusarabim. So then, v'hodit nalikama. What do you do with the mission later on of samachvav merav that says b'nei malachim yitzim bezugin that the princes could go out with bells on Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah and Mechaladim, and actually we qualify that's actually every person. But the sage only spoke in what's common, which is a principle, but really everyone could go out. Why? Why don't you say it's going to come detached, it's going to come to carry it? So Emery, the Reh says, no, the Meir Bezugin Yukarm, those are expensive bells. Sheyetzbehen b'nei malachim, that the princes go out with high quality, congruential castle, b'shal zav, made out of silver gold. The lekele mechzbu d'manevzik. No, they were not concerned it's going to come detached. Why? Because expensive items, m'shtamat t'kuin, and yav, b'shal shalosh shal castle. We can presume that they're very tightly attached with chains of silver. And of course, so therefore we don't have to be concerned it's going to come detached. V'hach ma'ir b'zug d'alma, here we're talking about just a general bell, d'um d'zug shal behema, which is comparable to the case of that which we're talking about in the Braisa, of animals, which is not so expensive. And therefore, although it's expensive enough to carry it, but it's not such high quality, and therefore there we are concerned that's going to get attached and you come to carry it. Now, Tosfos says, L'may demukil b'gemara. Now, moreover, this that the Gemara qualifies, that this that princes could go out with bells, that that's b'arig b'ksusay, that that's talking about where it's woven in the garment. So then anyway, says Tosfos, asinam mishab, it makes sense. We're not concerned that he's going to come to carry it, because when we say when it's woven in the garment, our Gemara says that we're not concerned it's coming to detach, and therefore that's another reason why that is different over there, that we're not concerned that dilma mivsik v'asla to you. Next, the Master begins the words of the Gemara. Here, what are we talking about is where it's woven in. Which Tosfos can explain why, by an emblem, is it forbidden to go out even when it's woven. As the Braisa that we brought in the Gemara says that the slave cannot go out with the emblem on his garment and not with the emblem on his neck. And regarding bells, cannot go out with the bells on his neck, but he could go out with the bell on his garment. So the Gemara says that the reason why go out with the bell on the garment is because it's woven into the garment, and then we're not concerned it's going to come detached. So then Tosfos has to take a second look. He says, wait a second. Just like the bell is talking about where it's woven into the garment that we could go out with it. So to keep the equivalency of the Braisa, that means to say the emblem is also woven into the garment. So then why is it forbidden by the emblem? The Yeshua also say we're not concerned it's going to come to follow, even though it's metal. The Yeshua says, what you could say is the Zug Mutter. Well, the bell is permitted. Why? The norm of a bell is to weave it into the garment. There's no garment that a person doesn't have that's not appropriate to beautify with this ornament of a bell. Therefore, the sages did not require you to go through the effort to take it off Erev Shabbos from all the garments and to disgrace the garment. And therefore, yes, they said you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because we're not really concerned that it's going to fall off. But an emblem, it's not the norm to make an old type of garment. It's not beautifying the garment. It's actually just a sign of insult to the slave that he's a slave. But the sages decreed, you're right, if it was woven like the case of the Braisa, you should not have to take it off. But since it's not the norm to necessarily weave it into the garment, so even if it was woven into the garment, you should have to take it off, where it's not woven in, where when it's not woven in, obviously we're concerned that it's going to come to fall off. Now, Taisa says, if you're going to say, let's take another look. He says, wait a second. If we're saying it about woven, and that's the reasoning of halacha, then now the mythlik bein zug shebet savor le zug shebet ksusa, then instead of the brice differentiating between a bell on his neck or bell on his garment, which we're saying that's what the brice differentiates, liflik bein zug shebet ksusa gufe. What do you mean? Why did it differentiate between the bell in the garment itself? You can make a differentiation, which the Gemara always asks those type of questions. What do you mean? Liflik listen to the day. You can differentiate in the bell on the garment itself, beimachi lemalai machi, whether if it's woven on or not. Because you're saying the whole reason why it's permitted only woven, but if it's not, it would be us, so why don't you make that differentiation? So it says, what you could say is, no, the Braisa prefers to tell us, that the bell on the neck is forbidden. Why is that a chiddush? Because a filibachatichas habegit shesav it tzavar, because it's told, but even if you have a strip of garment around his neck, it's not just around his neck, there's a strip of garment around his neck. And it could only really fall by tearing. We have to tear the woven garment that it's hanging from, where there it's really on tight, and we're not really concerned it's going to fall. Still, that's the chiddush of the braisa, since it's not part of the garment itself. Rather, it's a separate swath of garment that it's hanging from the neck. Therefore, we are concerned that it's going to tear, and therefore that's an added chiddush that we would not have known, and therefore, yeah, although we could do a lively b'sim edidah, we wanted to tell that chiddush of the zug shebet savar that's going to be us. Continuing next taste in Maschel, taste begins, where's the Gemara? Kid Rav Huna v'chul. Like Rav Huna, etc. Which, taste comes to explain, that we actually learn out two halachas from this of Rav Huna. That is, the braisa taught that the slave cannot go out with the bell on his neck, but he could go out with the bell on his garment. So the Gemara says, well, the reason why I go out with the bell on his neck, and we're not concerned that it's going to fall off and it's going to come to carry it, is because we're talking about the one of the garment, is because it's woven onto a garment. Then we're not concerned that it's going to come detached. Like Rav Huna Maram says, whatever's woven on, we don't have a gzer. Now what bothers Taisa is as, what do you mean? This statement of Rav Huna we have from the previous daf, on the previous daf, that was in a whole different context. When he said these words, that when it's woven, there's no concern, that was regarding l'tichi chalilta, which is a type of like headband that's threads that are circles around in the ear, where they're not tightly against the ear, and therefore since they're woven, so we say that's not so tight, it's not going to be chatzitza. What does that have to do with our sugya, which discusses a whole different context, unrelated to the laws of chatzitza? So that's his thesis, medukama kol shu arg, but still, since he says whatever is woven, we don't have the rabbinic concern, mashma d'hachakam, it sounds like this is what he's saying. Bein lein chatzitza, yeah, whether the previous sugya's topic regarding chatzitza, and bein lein dilma mifsik, and yeah, even for our concern regarding the bell that's either on the neck or the garment, on the garment where it's woven, it sounds like that, yeah, lechashin barg, we don't have concerns for, in other words, he was including in his statement, not just for los chatzitza, but also for a totally different context regarding that of the bell on the garment, and we're not concerned that it's going to fall off because it's woven onto the garment. Tinnik says, the master says, begins the words of the Gemara, afa b'shechibri b'delas, even though you attached it to the door, b'kavi b'mesmarmi, you've been nailed it in, doesn't make a difference, tamay still going to be tamay, which really this taisa belongs on Amud Beis. Taisa is bothered that, what do you mean? We find that if there's no shina ma'isu, what's going on over here, that we're saying it's going to remain tame, we find that it should really be tar. That is, the Bryce was teaching us a unique halacha. That is, it said that a bell of an animal is tame, that was part of the Gemara's contradiction, but a bell of a door is tar, because it's attached to the door, which attached to the ground, which attached to the house to the ground, and therefore, it's going to be tar. Now, the Bryce has said, if you take the bell of the animal and you attach it to the door, so although generally a bell on the door is going to be tar, but here, even though you attached it to the house, it's going to retain its status of tumah that it had as being a bell from an animal. So what bothers Taisus is I mean, because like the Gemara explained, the Gemara said because It cannot be oilemi de tamasan only through a shina maisa, and just attaching it to that is not a shina maisa. But Taisa says v'adam will become its rabba. But this the Gemara says menachas davchav dal medal, that sadin a linen sheet that is tummy as a medrash because a zav could sit on it. If she asoy vilan, if you made it into a curtain, which now it's not meant to be sit on, rather it's like a curtain. Tar mina medrash. It's tar from medrash because it's not meant for laying anymore, so there's no tumas from medrash. That bothers Taisis because why is it becoming tar, but we didn't do anything to the sheet itself. You just change location. So how does it remove the tumma medrash? What do we say here in our sugya? That only changing something in the essence of the thing itself is going to be matara. Like we say over here, the bell from the animal, when you put it on the door, although a bell of a door is generally not tame, but we say it changes tumma because you didn't do anything to the bell. So Taisis says, you're right. La mishum kivi is grey detar. That sugya menachas is not because of that you made it and you changed its place to the doorway by putting up a curtain, that's why it became tar. No, you're right. Like I still get that's not enough to be mitarid. It's tumah over there that you did some change to it, not just by attaching it to the doorway, but you altered it to make to an actual curtain, and therefore it's going to be tar. Another question Taisa has, what's with the Gemara and Nezhda Memchazim and Alf? We say if there's a keeper, if there's a cap, if a person went and made it as part of a covering for a sefer, the tar mina medrash, now it's tar from the tumah of medrash, because it's not meant to be sat on anymore, this cap which could be sat on, it's meant for a sefer Torah. So, av bishlosa shum machine maisa, even though you didn't do anything to the cap itself, all you did was use it to cover the sefer. So, as Tais says, the answer over there is even the nesu ba'anoy, they can, since it actually becomes asu ba'anoy to have benefit from that, because it's now designated for a holy thing. Chashiv kishin maisa, that is considered like a change of action in the thing itself, because you are altering it, because now it has a change in status, and therefore that's a shina maisa, and therefore that can make it that it'll remove it from its state of tumah. But generally, like we see in our sugya, no, it's not enough just to change the designation, change location, or even to attach it. You have to do a shina maisa in the thing itself to remove it from the tumah that it had up until now.